Welcome to episode 162 of A Single Mom's Journey. Thanks for dropping by. Hey guys, can you believe it? As I'm recording this, it is actually almost the end of May 2020. It kind of is shocking to me that time has continued to plod on, even though we've all kind of been on in a hold pattern the last 2 to 3 months due to this worldwide COVID-19 issue. But time has marched on, certainly, and we are almost, we're actually two-thirds through the end of the second quarter of this year. It's so crazy how time just keeps on marching on and the world just keeps on revolving, even though we've all been pretty much kind of like a standstill. But it's been interesting. I have been kind of out of touch because I've been, you know, focusing on other things while I've been at home. My kids have been home, and so that's just been interesting, but it's been fine. If you watch my IG, been keeping busy with workouts at home and things like that. But this past week, I was made aware of a couple situations with people that I know, and it just makes me wonder about just people in general and their the head on their shoulders, you know what I mean? Because, you know, you always want to bring up your kids with a good head on their shoulders so they make good decisions. You know, everyone talks about the devil on one shoulder and the angel on one shoulder, and you hope the angel wins out. It makes you wonder when people, you know, choose the side of the devil, you know, making bad decisions or what seem to be bad decisions from your own point of view. Because not everybody agrees what's good and bad, you know what I'm saying? But in general, there is typically like a good side to things and a bad side of things, but everyone says there is always three viewpoints to a situation, his or the right, the left side, the right side, and the actual truth. But two situations maybe just think of ethics in general and people in general and people choosing one road versus the other. Like the first situation started like sometime last year. There was a party and there were a bunch of people. The host has a couple dogs and there was a guest there. It was a friend of a friend, and that third party actually was scratched by the dog of the host. And this person left and got checked out, I think, by at an urgent care or an ER. I'm not exactly sure, but there was no stitches. They just got the scratch, the abrasion cleaned out, and the person returned to the party. Only to find out, you know, later, like I didn't find out until a month or so later that third party actually was suing the host. And I said, what? I didn't see the situation. I didn't see the person who had been supposedly injured. But this third party, the friend of a friend, went on to, like I said, sue the host. And it just got resolved within the past 2 weeks. And it was, I think it was an out-of-court settlement, or you know what I'm saying, like insurance was involved and all that. And the amount that was settled on, I was like, what? And the guy didn't even, I mean, there were no stitches. Like I said, it was cleaned out. I was shocked. And in my head, I'm thinking, that's why there are so many people who sue out there, because they end up winning money for no reason. Like if this was a kid, like the amount of damage that was caused to this person, this third party, if this was a kid and they were out on a bike and they fell down, they probably would just got up, rinsed off, and that would have been it. But this adult chose to sue the host because of the dog. And I came to find out that this person was in the dog's face, didn't know the dog, but was still in the dog's face. And the dog, you know how some dogs get skittish and they kind of just bound away, or they try to protect themselves because they feel that they are in danger from people or, you know, humans they don't know, and they react. And it's kind of like, wow. And it just makes me wonder about, you know, people and why, you know, if you had even a 50-50 reason, I mean, you know what I'm saying? You initiated the proximity to an animal or another person, you're partly liable. Oh, but it just, you know, it turns my stomach that this kind of stuff kind of happens, is all I'm saying, that people would actually do that, you know? And the angel versus the devil, it's like, how do you choose to do that? And the friend, you know, because it was a friend of a friend, the third party, so that friend ended up choosing the side of the third party, her friend. And I guess, you know, there was a statement or something that this person wrote and all this that caused the decision to go towards the third party. It's just troubling to me when that kind of stuff happens. Because that's why, I mean, there are so many court cases like this and so many insurance cases like this. And it's like the thing where, you know, somebody goes on your property and then trips on your sidewalk or your like on your porch or whatever. It's like, why were you on my porch anyway? You're a stranger. You were not invited to my home or whatever, but you tripped. That kind of stuff just boggles my mind, how people win with those kind of cases. But that's the society we live in, and it just troubles me. That's why court costs are so high and attorneys get so much money. It's because people do these things. And the second situation that happened was with my gym. I was so excited to see an Instagram post that my gym was opening up last Friday. Yes, just last Friday. And I was all excited. And then I realized on Instagram that, you know, I had seen some comments. And I looked and I read and I'm like, huh, what's going on? Because there were like some negative comments and I didn't understand the context of it. And then I saw one of the coaches had posted and said, hey guys, the gym is opening up tomorrow at 5, but I won't be there. DM me if you want to find out why. Well, I DM'd the coach, and then I find out, you know, from the coach and from another party who is at the gym as well, what happened. And I'm like, what? You know, in business, you have to always be careful about who you associate with. And I tell my kids, you know, also in life, you have to just know who you're associating with, people who are close to you, because they're a reflection of you, how they act and whatnot. And you want to make sure that your values and who you are and who you want to represent yourself as, those other people who are closest to you are in line with that. So you don't want somebody who is doing bad things to be within your circle, because you will be automatically considered to be doing those kinds of things. It's just the way people think. It's just the way. And I warn my kids about that. So it's that guilt by association thing. But I digress. And yeah, so I found out what was happening at the gym, and then the IG posts were, the comments were turned off, which of course I didn't know. That deletes all the comments on a specific post. And I was like, wait, I did see comments and it was, and now they're gone. And then somebody explained to me, you know, it was like, Mom, well, of course my daughter had explained to me. My daughter explained to me, Mom, when they turn off comments, it deletes all the comments so no one can see them. I'm like, really? She's like, yeah, Mom. I'm like, okay, whatever. Thank you for that, you know, edumacation. But yeah, so I had seen these comments and then they disappeared. And now I understand why, is because they didn't want people to see what was happening. So what had happened, the actual owner who I met back in 2016 when I joined the gym, he had a tiny little gym. It was him. He built it up. And there was a specific gym manager who has been at that gym since before I started at the gym. So she'd probably been there since like 2014, 2015. So she's been, you know, working that gym and building it up with that owner for, you know, 5-6 years. Well, they built out a new building within the last year and a half, 2 years. They built a new building, like a totally new building, like from the ground up, you know, foundation, you know, we saw it being built. Well, we didn't know that he actually had a partner that he had signed on with. And during this period of quarantine, yada yadas, comes to find out that this person who is the accountant, I guess for the books, that was their role when they came on, has somehow gotten control of the gym. Has locked out the manager as well as the original owner. And what's even more horrible is that all the coaches and trainers at the gym were fired. Like right before they, you know, the governor of our state opened up the gyms. He's like, oh yeah, you know, y'all are fired. And so that's why I had seen that post from that one coach going, oh yeah, you know, I won't be there for the opening. Well, that's why they all got fired. And I'm like, wait, so they've been out of work for 2 months because of COVID. And now they've been fired. Seriously? I was like, how could you do that? Like, why would you do that? If you were like doing things correctly, doing things up and up, doing things, you know, by the book, why would you fire everyone? So this, all the like regular members, you know, I didn't know this, but all the regular members have been quitting the gym because everyone's like, well, it's not, you know, the owner, the original owner and the manager were the heart of this gym and they made the gym. And I mean, they built it up and they created this atmosphere that everyone is welcome, that, you know, that they know your name. It's like Cheers. They know your name. Like all of them, you know, when you enter, it's like, hey, so-and-so, you know, whoever, whatever your name is. And they're like, hey, how are you doing? They ask about your kids, if you have kids, you know, they know you, they take the time to know you. And so, yeah. People have been quitting right and left, but I didn't know this. But when I found about, you know, about the situation, like I said, I was excited on Thursday to hear the gym was opening Friday, found out on Friday, the information. I walked in Saturday and, you know, I was polite and I just walked in. I had a smile on my face and, they were smiling back at me from the desk and I just had to say, you know, hey, you know, is there a form that I need to fill out to cancel my membership? Their smiles quickly turned to like all business, like straight line, like the guy, he walked away. And that might have been the silent partner person. but the girl was like, yes, there is a form. And I was like, okay. And so I got my own pen, you know, because COVID, you don't want to use anybody else's pen because then you're going to be wiping everything. So she pulled out a form. It was like in a just one form and I wrote down, you know, my information. I was like, well, do I also need to write down my kids' names or will you just do the entire account? She's like, oh, she realized there was more. she was like, yes, please write down their names. So I wrote down my kids' names, and I signed the form, and then I gave it to her and said, well, here it is. She was like, well, just to let you know, you can still use the gym until June 15th, because I guess they weren't going to charge people until June 15th for whatever reason. Was their business reason, I guess, to allow people to get back into the groove of things, since things were just opening up. And I'm like, oh, really? Okay, thanks. And so I left, and after I thought about it, because there were like 5 cars in the parking lot when I went, and usually around that time that I went, there's probably like 20 cars usually in the parking lot. And I'm thinking, so, like, when you're in a job and you quit, a lot of companies nowadays, they just walk you out that day. Especially if they don't like the reason why you left or whatever, they walk you out that day. I mean, that happened to me like 24 years ago at a job that I had. I was like, oh yeah, I'm quitting. And, I had a letter and everything. And they were like, okay, well, you can leave today, by lunchtime, if you can just pack up your stuff. And I'm like, oh, I had planned on working there 2 more weeks, and closing out the pay period. But they were like, nope, you're done today. They said it in a polite way, of course. But I was like, oh, okay. But just like a gym, when you quit, you're like nixed from the gym, when you quit normally. And so I left, and I thought to myself, why would they like allow me to continue going to the gym if I quit or canceled my membership? And then I thought, oh, it's because the gym is like empty and they want to make it look like there are people there. And maybe they will film people going, hey, look at all the people at the gym. The gym's doing great, yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, oh, so shady, especially since, you can't, whatchamacallit. Comment on anything at this time on their IG. I was like, oh man, it just makes me so disappointed that things can be so shady. It just blows my mind. And I do apologize that I'm rambling about these two situations, but these two really got me riled up. I mean, the fact that these type of people have come within the fringe of my life, and it just, like I said, my mind is just like, woo, boggled by it that people can be this way. And what I'm choosing to do is use these examples as a learning experience, a teaching moment for my kids, to show them the extent of what people will do in their personal life and in business, because there are people that, will screw you over in real life and in your business life. And right now, like, their circles are small. I mean, one's in high school, one's at, college, but once they really like get out into the world, into the working world, I want them to be prepared. I want them to know these things right off the bat, so they're not surprised when they eventually do come up with these kind of people. Like, yeah, I know in high school and college there are, the mean kids and all that stuff, but the level that adults can behave badly is just so much more extreme. So much more extreme. And I want them to know that this happens. I'm not going to sugarcoat it for them and say, hey, no, I'm using these as examples on people's behavior. And that there are people whose ethical standards for their lives are way different than my kids and my own. And to listen to that inner voice within them that gives them that warning vibe. You know what I'm talking about? We all get these vibes from people, and we choose to ignore it. A lot of us do. That's what I did with that. A couple years ago, I have some friends, and they introduced me to this other person. They're like, oh yeah, this person's a really nice person. This person will buy you drinks. This person likes to go dancing. This person, you know, is super fun. And I was like, okay, well, okay. I was introduced to the person. I immediately got a bad vibe. Guys, I immediately got a bad vibe. And I couldn't understand why, since everyone was like, oh yeah, this person's great. And I got this bad vibe. I didn't understand. I was like, okay, well, just... And so I pushed it down. I pushed that feeling down and I ignored it. But it was kind of just lingering there every single time. Only to find out later on, you know, like 6-9 months down the line. Yeah, sorry. I was slow. But I was, you know, not surprised when the true reality of that person reared its ugly head, and I saw that person in real, you know, the bright lights of like reality. And I was like, oh no, no, no. Okay, that's what my little voice was trying to tell me. That's what it was warning me about. And I, you know, I exited from that person's life immediately. And if you know me from real life, that's what I do. I quietly exit. I'm not one to argue and curse at people and, you know, people brawl and all this stuff. I'm not that kind of person. Like I did when I was younger, but now that I'm a parent, I'm like, you know, I have to be a good example, you know, and use your brain, not your fists, use your voice. Yeah. And so I will typically just quietly exit out of situations that are negative or violent or whatever. I will quietly exit. I usually hold my tongue. So that's why I'm like rambling on, because this is like big for me to like talk about this kind of stuff. But yeah, I'm using it as a teaching moment for my kids to just show them the unethical and behaviors that people will go ahead and act upon, and so that they should be cautious of the people that they have within their circle. You know what I mean? Because there's always this guilt by association thing that happens. People do it all the time. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, all these people are the same. And we all know what happens. Oh yeah, people just group people together. It's just like politics. Everyone talks about how all the Democrats are the same, all the Republicans are the same, like everyone has the same mindset, even though everyone has varying degrees of you know, opinion on lots of different matters. It's terrible to group everyone in the same way, but people do it all the time, which drives me nuts. But I digress. But, you know, I want to show my kids this is what happens in life. And I'm hoping also to use it to show them that if we lead a life with integrity and we stand up for what's right or what we feel is right for our own moral compass, that if more people acted the same way and stood up for the little guys in life and stood up for what's right, that more people would stand up for what's right. It's like all the people at my gym. We're standing up for the gym owner, the original gym owner. We're standing behind what he's built, the family that he's built. You know, he and the manager are the backbone. They are the mom and dad of this gym. And we all get that. And so we're all standing behind him. You know, if more people did that, I think the world would be a better place. Standing for what's right versus, you know, the almighty buck. And I posted on my IG that in our city, we are very much supporters of small business. And if more people actually did that and shopped at small businesses, you know, individual stores and restaurants, you know, so much more money would stay within, you know, our state, within our city, because they're local businesses versus huge corporations. All the profits go to the huge corporations, or who are probably like in New York or California. You know, if you're from these states, sorry, but you guys have lots of businesses where you're at. You know, so if we shop small and local, the money stays local. Like, stand up for the little guys, stand up for what's right, and hopefully more people will get on that bandwagon and do the right thing, because we all have to be an example for each other. Anyway, guys, I've rambled long enough. I will let you go, and hopefully you'll be back for my next podcast. I'm going to try to do Monday to Mondays now, since, you know, things are getting back to our normally scheduled programming. And yeah, hopefully you'll be back, even though I rambled on quite a bit today. Anyway, guys, check back next week. I'll talk to you soon. Would love to hear from you on any of my social media. Okay, guys, bye for now. Hey guys, and that's a wrap for this latest podcast. Would love to hear your feedback on this podcast. And if you have any ideas on future podcasts, leave me a message on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or even here on Anchor Messenger. If you're ever looking for my Thankful Thursdays, you can find those on Instagram, on my IGTV, or on my Facebook page, both A Single Mom's Journey. Again, thanks so much for listening, guys, and I'll catch you on the next podcast.